Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today's subject we're dealing with is called excellence in ministry, whether it's for the ordinary believer or a minister of the gospel. Let's go through this subject and get a better understanding of how excellent we are to be in our ministry. This is part one from a seven-part series, and we're dealing with the foundation scriptures. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 of the Amplified Version, and it says, "You therefore must be perfect, growing in complete maturity of godliness in mind and character, having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The scripture is saying that we need to mature into a vessel that God can use. And there are different areas in our lives that God works onto us. From the time we are born again, God starts working on our character to help us be prepared to what we are to carry for him in the plan that he has for us in this life. We now go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, with the Amplified Version. "I therefore, the prisoner for the Lord, appeal to you and beg to you to walk, lead a life worthy of the divine calling to which you have been called, which behavior that is a credit to the summons to God's service." This scripture is very, very clearly saying that we are to walk worthy and upright in the divine calling that God has given us, which means our life needs to be cleaned up in some areas by the Lord, and our attitudes need to be changed as well. God is interested in us fulfilling the plan that he put into us at the very beginning. When you look at Moses, he was in the desert for 40 years before God used him to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. When it came to Joseph, Joseph was in the jail, I think, for approximately 13 years while God worked on his character, because God knew the calling that he had for Egypt and the children of Israel was great also, and his character had to be strong. God is interested in our character from the very beginning, and God wants us to be converted from the world's character to a godly character. That doesn't mean to say we become religious. It means to say we become free from the content of the world, and God brings us into his way of doing things. Excellent in ministry, what does this mean? Let me give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. Excellent ministry will not tolerate unbelief, failure, or taking the easy way out. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. We believe God, we pray the word, and stand our ground until God manifests that promise into our life. We don't take the easy way out all the time. Second point, we will pay whatever price it takes to get the job done God's way. God will show us exactly what we have to do each step of the way, and often we have to pay a price. That price is not always transferred to money. It can be a job situation. You can be offered a really fantastic job in the world, and God says, you can have that job, or you can come in my way and do what I've got called for you. So you may be in a situation where you have to let go of a good job potential to serve God in ministry. Excellent in ministry will always be executed with dedication and integrity. This is what we find missing in the world today, integrity particularly, and dedication. Dedication means that you are dedicated to that situation, to start it, to go the distance, the timing, to pay whatever price it is, and to finish it to the set goal. Integrity also is important in ministry, or for anyone in the world as well. You say something and then you do it. That person honors their word. There's an integrity. That's what it's talking about. And God is a God of integrity. He watches over his word to perform it. And Jesus Christ is the guarantee of that word coming to pass or to become manifested or real when we follow God's way of doing things. Excellence in ministry will demonstrate absolute honesty and commitment. We don't see that much in the world today. Honesty has been somewhat left behind, but God requires his people, his ministers of the gospel, to be honest and to be committed to what their work is. Excellent in ministry will represent Jesus Christ to the world. The world needs to see Christ Jesus in a minister of the gospel or a born-again believer. As I have said earlier in this audio tape, As Christians, we demand excellence from God, total dedication, commitment, reliability, and success. Since we expect excellence from God, we should also be willing to demand that same excellence from ourselves, no matter what type of ministry we are called to do, whether it's a minister of the gospel in the body of Christ or it's serving in a job in the world. God wants us to show excellence. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.